This is Ozarks at Large. With the Centers for Disease Control advising against holiday travel this year, people across the country are settling into the reality of a pandemic Thanksgiving. And restaurants and food suppliers are also adjusting to meet customer needs for a less than traditional holiday. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
Last week, Arkansas State Health Secretary Jose Romero laid out new CDC guidelines for the Thanksgiving holiday.
So you should not really be thinking of traveling a lot to go across the country to see your relatives. And even within the state, you should probably not engage in that. A nuclear Thanksgiving, that is a family, really family-centered Thanksgiving, less than 10 people, certainly would be advisable, and preferably just the people that are living in your home at that time.
So with big traditional family dinners now off the table, restaurants are seeing a silver lining in what has so far been a bleak year. Smaller numbers make it easier for people to dine in for Thanksgiving, or more likely, to take their feast to go.
So make that mixture and chill it. Make that mixture and chill it into a pan.
At the Farmer's Table Cafe in Fayetteville, a kitchen manager preps bread for dressing to put in this week's Thanksgiving takeout orders. The Farmer's Table is offering to-go orders of sides, appetizers, breads, and desserts. Basically everything except the turkey, owner Adrian Schoenfeld says.
It's actually something we've always wanted to do in the past, but this year we were a little bit more organized in advance. This has been a year of thinking outside the box and getting creative. Our busiest times of year are April and May, and then October and November. So these two times of the year, we really rely on good sales to kind of get us through the slower winter months.
Schoenfeld says she's seen an increase in sales for the holiday meals, but most of the orders are for groups of 2 to 4 people.
Yeah, it's definitely an increase, but it's just different. We used to always just do everything in big hotel pans that would feed a crowd. So this year we've adjusted that a little bit, and we're doing any size party. And I've noticed that a lot of our orders are for a lot smaller groups this year.
Annie Clapper is a baker and owner of The Family Crumb, a wholesale bakery in Bentonville.
Yes. So COVID Thanksgiving is an interesting one. Last Thanksgiving is vastly different from this year in terms of prep, because last year I was in a commercial space, and then in March I moved everything back into my house. So it's a lot more preparation actually this week, because I'm preparing all the small items like the dough and everything this week, because next week it's just me doing everything out of my home oven. So it's a lot of prep this week for like cookies, cinnamon rolls, pretzels, bagels, all of that. And then next week will just be like a bread frenzy.
For Clapper, the holidays are an important time for her business to generate revenue. But this year, the pandemic has already forced her to move from an industrial kitchen to her home, and that cut down on some of her operations.
The differences are that I'm not doing any pickups in person. So everything is contactless in a cabinet on my porch. So there's no impulse sales. So that's a big difference. As far as traffic goes, I think it's about the same. The reason it might be a little less is that my capacity is lower. I just can't do as much as I could out of a commercial space. So my situation is very specific to this season.
She says restrictions because of COVID-19 are affecting Thanksgiving meals for a lot of her customers.
Something that has happened really this entire pandemic season of all of our lives is people are willing to spend more on their groceries because it's the things that will bring them joy when there's not as much joy to draw from. I have some customers who are saying, it's just me and my people in my house this year, and we'd love to make sure we have extra special bread on the table. So it really is a mixed bag. I think most people are keeping it simple and close quarters, small groups that they're already sort of in a pod with.
And while at-home dinners and gatherings have gotten a lot of attention this year for the possibility of COVID-19 spread, in recent years, more restaurants have stayed open on the holiday. And according to the National Restaurant Association, roughly 10% of Americans dined out for Thanksgiving in 2019. Sabre Rochel is director of sales and operations for the Inn at Carnal Hall on the University of Arkansas campus, which operates a restaurant, Ella's Table. Rochel says serving a Thanksgiving meal is a kind of tradition for the restaurant.
I don't even know of a year it's been missed in a long time. So we did want to continue that this year, but with precautions, of course. So we are still doing the buffet, and we'll basically have it set up in the lobby, and we'll have three dining rooms. So we're going to use our actual Ella's dining room itself. We're going to use and our two banquet spaces. So diners will be spread out amongst three separate spaces, and mask will be required until you're offered food or beverage at your table. And then the way the buffet is going to work is we'll have staff attendants serving all the meals, so no guest will touch any of the utensils.
Rochel says they're offering the meals as a to-go option as well. And so far, Ella's Table has gotten about 100 reservations.
And, I mean, in the past, we've had, you know, closer to over 400 or 500 throughout that whole time frame. So it's definitely down from the past. But, you know, we're pleasantly surprised with the turnout.
And most of those reservations are from locals and repeat customers. But group sizes are smaller than usual. And Rochel says she knew this year wouldn't generate a normal revenue, but it was important just to offer people some sense of normalcy on Thanksgiving.
The tradition itself is important, and then just making sure, you know, we're still here for the community. And of course, staff, you know, it's all hands on deck kind of day. Everybody gets excited about it. So it's a huge economic boost. Going into the holidays when, you know, campus is closing and things are kind of dying down. However, this year we knew that wasn't going to be the case. And this year it's really more about being open, being here, being for the, you know, having offerings for the community in this kind of crazy time.
On the day before Thanksgiving, Annie Clapper is joining other local bakers for a socially distanced Thanksgiving bake sale hosted by Two Friends Books in Bentonville. She says while the event will help make up some lost revenue, it's almost more about offering something festive during a trying time.
I think everyone is just excited to see other people. Being a cottage baker in particular can be really isolating. And then when you're isolating within the isolation of your field, you can miss other people. But I think all of my like local baker friends who are participating in this, we're all just excited to see each other and dork out about baking together.
And back at the farmer's table, Adrienne Schoenfield hopes her comfort food can do just that for anyone missing out this Thanksgiving.
You know, we're doing mac and cheese and Gouda grits and sweet potatoes and just some of those traditional classic holiday items that maybe you don't really want to cook yourself, or it's too much work to cook for just one or two people, but you can still get a taste of the holidays.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.